the Rashiva said that the driving force that forces Yigalai out of Kailu is when the Hiseiris to learn weakens. Yeah, I did say this, that the primary thing that drives people out of Kailu is not money or things like that, it's much of losing the Yishmak and learning. To nurture the Yishmak and learning takes a lot of Kayach. Lashon Chazal, Lashon Rashi is that the Retail Tzirim Chizik, Bechol Kaychay, Kol Shav Shav. And that could wane, and that's when a person, you know, has to basically leave Kaylee, doesn't feel a time, doesn't feel a Sipak. So, what can someone do to avoid falling into this and having the drive weaken and keeping up his Sipak and learning? This is a very good question. If you just tell the person the problem without giving him any hope and any solution, like what could a person do? How is he mischazik kol shov v'shov b'chol keicha? If he just keeps on learning, is it automatically that that sipik is going to be? And what's going to fuel it? How does he go up to the gas station and fill up the tank? So one very, very big geirim of Chalishit Adas is that a guy could learn for 5 years and then look himself in the mirror and say, after these 5 years that I learned in the yeshiva, like, what do I have? What do I know? What knowledge has stuck? You know, there's some snow that sticks and some snow that doesn't stick. Like, what has stuck with me? And he can look himself in the mirror and see that nothing has stuck, and that person's headed for a big Chalishit Adas. And the reason why that person's headed for a big Chalishit Adas is because his ability and his talent in learning and his geshmak in learning was, excuse the expression, was to handle learning. That means he knows how to come into Beis Medrash, learn 20 minutes or a half hour, and immediately how to get on to issues and handle ayin, what's takkad avod, and what's takkad machlekes of English lavish, and maybe the toy found him how to learn. He just knows how to handle well, but he doesn't know how to learn it to the Shmaitza. And you can get away with that here in this academy to a certain degree. I mean, I don't know if you're going to be the top boy, but you could get away with knowing how to handle well. But he never has anything conclusive, and he never has anything to stake, and he has nothing to really write. All he can do is to run a talk show on the sugya. Well, Rabbi, why are you laughing at this guy? We might be laughing at ourselves. Be careful. I mean, this is very common over here. But this person is headed for Chalishit Adas. He's headed for Chalishit Adas at some point. So when he really hits Chalishit Adas, it's much harder to help him, but I could try to help him now. What he has to do now is be sure to be a little bit conclusive with all his ideas that are swimming in his head. He has to bed down, pin it down, that there's a raya that the Rambam holds like this side, and the Rambam holds that side, and that's why he thinks this is a raya, and he thinks this is not a raya. And he has to be able to write it down. Because then in 5 years, when he looks himself in the mirror, he could say, Ashrei mi shebo kam v'talmud b'yadai. All the hamokah that I put in, everything that I invested, everything I was masik, I have it available and written. And if he only writes on a pen and paper, and then he thinks about it later and thinks differently, and he's got arrows and pointing and this and that, it's sloppy. That'll take away from the sipuk. If he has it on a computer and it's more masuda and he can access it and press search, where did I work up this on Kenyan Udisa? He pinches an Udisa, boom, he's there. That's going to give and fuel a person's seat because he has his work. He probably has time with the other. So even if a guy is good at handling and at the time he doesn't feel he's chaser, that he's, and he can handle with anybody, but lemaisa, he's headed for Chalishit Adas, he's headed to, it's not going to be fueled. He has to keep on always being a little bit more conclusive about his flaws. If anytime he thinks about it, he just has another tzad, but can never, you know, I know a guy who, I'm not sure if he knows how to learn or not, but every time I talk to him and I try to get him to get a little bit clearer on what he says, so you know, you're saying like this, like that, as he's hurrying to answer my question, he thinks of another side. So he just sort of runs away from the whole subject. You get what I'm saying? And this is happening all the time. So he's avoiding Chalishit Adas because he has another type of machaya, that guy. But I'm talking about a regular guy. Every person could have his notebook and to be conclusive, and he has to be conveyed time to write and to commit it, that you can never take away from him. And he can always call it up. It's always basically at his fingertips in order to get. So he's going to be nitzel. Additionally, what's a tremendous danger zone for a person to chalila lose that cheshkes hateira is when he finds himself in a situation that nobody is really interested in anything he has to say. That can happen because either he lost his chabur, he had a chabur, and people drifted, and now he's basically in some baitadim chevra. Or even if the chevra around him, for whatever reason, they're not interested. If he has a big kasha that could make him a pecha, from the whole chabur, is maybe a hint for a guy to talk to, maybe his chavrus are like, so like it doesn't feel it counts. And certainly, a guy who on his own decides that, okay, I do learn about a good chabur, but this man, I want to learn this and this Indian. So he's peirish from chabur and basically just learns himself. Or he wants to fear ice. He learned muktzah, muktzah, chavizim, mitzayah. But the next, so the L is my big deal. I'll just learn myself with my chabur. He's headed for disaster. He should do any different technique than chabur, and chabur is more important than what the limud is. And chabur is more important than being mashlam the Indian. He should never go on his own, because that starts a slippery scope and that puts him in a vulnerable situation. So what a person has to do is always be davening chaverim that there's somebody interested in what he has there. If he has a good kasha, because it's a big mevakshim that I get on learning. Now, that's the great thing about Lakewood, that there's never a shortage of that. You can always find that and worm his way in, and he has to, you know, even if it's not his chaverim, he has to worm his way in. If he's tadazach, people will appreciate what he's got to say. Especially if he has a strong intellectual honesty, people will like talking to him. And even they would dovek with himself together for many years, and they all learned together by Rabbi Chaim Swerdlov, and he never didn't have the good fortune of learning by Rabbi Chaim, he learned by some other rabbi. He's got to worm himself in if he's good and tzedakah and cares about his learning and is passionate about it. And these are things that a person has to do, and a person has to fight b'chol koychav and kol shav v'shav. Then there's other mechayim that a guy could get if he can rotate in a chabur. If he has the ability to put up a chabur and he rotates in a chabur, that's also good. Certainly if he can get a hold of a chabur, certainly if he can have a seder with some younger bacha that's struggling in his limud in some yeshiva, and what he learns during the week, he gets a hold of one or two balabatim to teach him something. A person has to look to create himself mechayim, that the work that he did, you know, has some expression. But if a person finds himself that nobody is really interested, the chabur is like, outdated or something, or he's really too much on his own, so his whole way of thinking, like there's just nobody around the Begishtel Tutuit, he is in a big danger zone. Additionally, one of the other things, how does the person chaz what he learned being? When a person, let's say, she was learning now Kesarayo, person learned Tzairas, and then he skipped over Zenena to get to Eish before his mom was over, and this is what he's got. So how does he chazer at them? It all needs the whole hammock and the whole chabur and his computer and his chabur. And how does he just chazer at? Now he's on to another limud. So I think that here they have programs of that, of chazer programs of the Iyun. Like the next month they chazer. The old way is very interesting. The old way is gazanata way. The old way is just the chazer gemar rashi, klar. And when he has a seder, short seder to chazer gemara rashi, the teva dvarim is that the inyonim and the hamokas that he touched on at the time are nizkete. Even maybe not the detail exactly what the Yeshua's second raya was and what he was bavoning in that parenthesis might not be nizke, but the klolim and the seders, if he learns gemara rashi well, it all spiegels up in the Gemara, so he should get a good malach and all the days from the chazir. They only chazir with Gemara Rashi. It was almost by them usher to look into a taisus and let's just mamish there b'shach b'sugim, and that's how they did it. And the havana to that is that when a person's talmud is miskayim biyodo, it's not a dovativi. We tell you is miskayim in a person. It's not like mathematics or any other chokhma. That you just always review it, so Mamela, you know it. That's not the pshat. The key matera in a person is totally on Yerosek, Yedemus, Rachmase, Maisim, Rubin, Rachmase, many things. One of the things is he has to be a Yesha Vishaina. Now, if he is Yesha Vishaina and Chazmi Mesich the Zvachim, that will be Ma'ira, the Siyad Nishmaya, to remember Mesich the Brachos too. He has to just be a Yesh Vashen. It's not a Dovah Tivi. How Chokhma is nitvis in a person, the Metzias of a Loimed, it's not a double tibi that this he chazir, this it isn't chazir, this it isn't, no. It doesn't work that way. It's a double skulati that goes with doing this zakhna the chazal say. A person's going to eat all the things that are kosher shikra, he's not going to forget his math. He's going to forget his learning. The key of the learning in a person is a ruchni, is the Indian, and it's mishkayim with the time that chazal say. So that's why if he just has the Gemara, it will come back to him that thing, but even school. So the Chazal is also very important, because then at the end of the 5 years, he at least has the 5 years worth of the Imamic. He has grace in Yonam that he do Yibrach. Even though it's just a few blad here, a few blad there, but he's always picking the blad that are in Yonam, Shas in Yonam. And if he wears it on him and he can show it to wherever he's learning, it's a Gival Yashiras. And that'll make him feel a constant sipuk that he's just always fully charged. So these are some of the drachim to fight this pachad of a person losing chalila the cheshkes hateira. A person who never really had the cheshkes hateira, he just managed to stay on because he wasn't hit by a car. So Moshim say he's just still here and he goes to learn. You know, him I can't help. You know, I'm not sure how he has to develop it. But I'm talking with the guy who did have it. But just over time, things are happening, that, you know, certain tenayah chayim, and then chalila, it could be weakened, so that needs kol shavah shor to be mischazik b'chol kaychay. So that's what the eitzes that I know from being a man is what I shared with you.
Why is it not tzayach for all the
prophets? There's no tzayach for it. Once he's yeshiv v'shayna, then he gets the siyad shmaya, remembering. There's no tzayach for it.
Why should
he be there? I thought it's school of tea, it's not tivi. Kiyum HaTeir by a person is not a double tibi like the kiyum of the mathematics. It's just not double tibi, because I'll say it's totally another thing. It's if Yerosi Kudem is Chachmasa. Now, whether it's Yerosi Kudem is Chachmasa or not, his math will remember the same way. Right? What he did in business school, you remember that has nothing to do with his Yerah. It's a different idiom. It's Pasha HaTeir is Meskayim. So you have to be a Yeshiv Vishayna, Chayzim Vishayna. But it doesn't, it's not a tibi.
Why is it
shtal? I answer you because that's not the way to do it.
Why Gemara Rashi? Why not just Gemara?
No, that's what it means. Gemara Rashi means Gemara. But if, like, you're not this kind of Rashi, then you have to know Pasha Pshat Gemara. That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
The low one
won't
say that and learn
Gimashkin
to
himself.
That also slippery
slope. He's doing a shtickle carpet that it's going to cost him. Yeah. Maybe 19. He can do it. Second say, no. It's a big part, chunk of the day. It has to be Dovak, Medibi Chaverim, and it's all answers I eat. I'm pretty sure. There could be a Yochad, a Mamish, a real Yochad, that is this. You know, if Rabbi Avraham Mishai Kamelitz 100 years ago would ask this question, you would tell him, no, for you, you do your thing. But, like, you know, it's just not a. It's a real Yechidim. You know, it's not a. Oh, Rabbi Yisrael Shalom Valyashim. You know, what, there are Yechid in the world that way, but that's just not the way. Even Rav Eliyashiv would talk people out of it. Do not imitate me, he would tell you. You're going to fail. That's what he would say.